Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.
Welcome to this demonstration of the iPod Classic. And this demo was done in September 2013. And one of the reasons why I thought I'd like to do this demo now was because I've always assumed that the iPod Classic wasn't accessible without some sort of software modification, or that it wasn't accessible in its own right. And surprisingly, it's actually reasonably accessible if you keep in mind what you're doing with the device. So first of all, I'm going to actually explain what the device looks like, and then I'm going to take you through navigating the menus with the click wheel, and then we'll play some music, movies, and some TV shows. So the iPod Classic sort of feels like a very flat mobile phone. And for those that remember, it's a 160 gig hard drive inside it. And on the front face at the top, you have a reasonably good size screen. And then below that screen, you have a big round click wheel that you drag your finger around to move backwards and forwards through menus, etc., and turn the volume up and down. And in the middle, you have a menu or a select button. And that click wheel is definitely tactile. You can feel the whole round click wheel right around the outside. And of course, the inside menu select button is slightly indented in the middle. So again, it's very tactile. If I come to the top left-hand side of the iPod Classic, there's a slide switch that you can do from left to right. And if I flick it to the right, I've actually locked it. So if I press the play button, which is the bottom part of the click wheel, if I press that now, nothing happens. And if I press it to the left, I can now access the click wheel stroke menu select button in the middle. So I'm just going to leave it off at the moment. I'm going to flick it to the right. And then at the bottom of the iPod Classic, there's the famous 30-pin connector. And then at the top right-hand side, across from the slide lock power switch, is your 3.5mm headphone jack. And at the moment, I've actually got my Gembox portable speaker plugged into that 3.5mm headphone jack. And that's it as far as the iPod Classic layout's concerned. So again, top left-hand side, the slide switch left to right to lock or unlock. Right-hand side at the top, the 3.5mm headphone jack. The bottom of the iPod Classic is the famous 30-pin connector. And then bottom face is the round click wheel with the select menu button in the middle. And the top of the iPod Classic at the front face is, of course, the screen. Okay, so I'm going to turn it on now. And all I'm going to do is just slide that switch from right to left. And now it's active. Now, what I normally do is to make sure that I'm in a starting point on the iPod Classic, I'm going to press the top of the click wheel, and if I keep pressing it, you'll actually hear a click. Every time I press it, I go up through the menus. And then if I slide, if you like, my finger around the click wheel, okay, you can actually hear it go click, 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 and of course each click is a menu option. So I'm going to drag my finger back around to the left until it doesn't actually click anymore. And the first option on the menu is actually music. So I'm going to press select, which is the little button in the middle of the click wheel. And now I've gone into the submenu for music. And what I normally do on this one, I go to the third click on this menu. So if I do 1, 2, 3, and it's just sliding my finger slowly so I can count the clicks. And I press select in the middle. And then I press play, which is down the bottom on the click wheel. I'll stop the music playing. If I press it again, okay, and if I slide around on the click wheel to the left, I'm turning the music down. And if I slide my finger around the click wheel to the right, turn it up, turn down again. Okay, so that's how I start playing music. And of course, if I press the right-hand click of the click wheel, and for the next track, Hang on, I can do it quickly. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Okay, one more. Okay, and listen to that track. I'm going to go to the next one. And of course, if I want to start from the beginning of that track again, I just press the left part of the click wheel. Okay, and of course, play pause to stop it. Now remember, if I start it playing, I press the play button. I'm going to now slide the slide switch at the top left hand side to the right. Still playing, but now if I try and press the click wheel, okay, nothing happens because I've actually locked the iPod Classic. Okay, so if you want to listen to music with headphones on and you don't want it activating with a click wheel or doing anything else, you can just lock it, but it's still playing. So I'm going to slide it to the left again to unlock it, and then I'm going to press the play pause button on the bottom part of the click wheel and stop it. Okay, so I can very easily get to music. Now let me go and select a podcast to play. So again, I'm going to keep hitting the top of the click wheel, which will be the menu. So I'm going to do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. In fact, I can do it as many times as I like, because when it gets to the top menu, it'll just stop. Now again, I'm going to make sure I'm at the beginning by just sliding my finger around to the left. And I am. Now on the iPod Classic, on the main menu, I said the first option was music. If I do click three times, I get to the podcast menu. So I'm going to do one. That's one click. Two clicks. Three clicks. And I press select. Now, I normally like, when I started doing this before, to confirm I'm in the podcast. Now, I've got 35 podcasts on here. So if I rotate my finger around to the left, you go click, click, click. And every time it's clicking, it's going for a podcast main title. So if I drag my finger around to the right, it's going to keep going and going and going until it gets to the end. So I can definitely tell that I'm in the right menu by all the clicks, i.e. podcast titles. So I'm going to quickly rotate my finger back to the left on the click wheel. Okay, I'm back to the beginning. And I'm going to listen to one of my podcasts, which is the Apple and Other Technologies podcast. And that's the third one. So I'm going to count three clicks. One, two, three, and of course I'm just moving my finger slowly on the click wheel. Press select to select it, and press play pause down the bottom of the click wheel.
So let me first of all say that I've got,
and I can turn my volume up as usual with the music. Just drag my finger around the right.
And as usual, let me start from a known spot on the Mac by going to the desktop with the voiceover command Shift VOD.
Okay, and I can turn my voice down again by dragging my finger around to the left on the click wheel.
Held down together. I'll do that now.
Shift. Okay, just wind down and play pause to stop. I want to get to another podcast, and I might go to the Apple Keynote one, and that's the next one in my order of alphabetical listing. So I'm going to press the menu key, and I'll come back up to the main Apple Technologies podcast title. Hit menu up again. Rotate around, or drag my finger around to the right for one click. That's one click. Press select. Press play. Okay, and remember the Apple keynote earlier this year? They had that music playing at the beginning of the actual keynote. So if I drag my finger around to the right, okay, there's the music at the beginning of the keynote address back in, I think it was June, July this year in 2013, which of course would have been really nice to have an audio description of. But anyway, nice music to listen to. Okay, I'm going to press play pause again at the bottom of the actual click wheel. Now, I want to get back up to the main menu because I'm going to go and play a movie. So I'm just going to press menu up and keep pressing it as many times as I can to get back to the top menu. And I'm going to rotate my finger back around to the left. Okay, and you heard that click, click, click. That now means I'm at the beginning of the main menu. Because remember when I was previously on that main menu, I did a third click to go into podcast. So I've just rotated back around to the beginning of the menu. Now, video is the second option. So the first option was music. The second option is video. So drag my finger around to the right. That's one click. Select. Now, this one, what I've actually got is the first one is movies and the third one is TV shows. So, again, I'm going to drag my finger around to the left to make sure I'm at the beginning. And yes, I am. And I press select. And I press select again on the movie title. And press play pause down the bottom of the click wheel.
Honesty, courtesy,
turn the volume up.
Kindness practiced by all.
I just did the click wheel around to the right. And of course, this is the start of the movie, The Host by Stephen Wise.
Perfect.
Okay, if I want to get to another movie, I'm just going to press play pause again. I'm going to press menu up twice. One, two. Click to the right. Click. Press select. Press play pause down again at the bottom of the click wheel.
There, there, Hagrid.
Okay, and that there, there, Hagrid's a dead giveaway. This is Harry Potter, the Sorcerer's Stone. Or the Philosopher's Stone if you happen to be in Australia. Okay, so play pause on that one. And finally, let me go and play an audiobook for you. So again, I'm going to press menu up on the click wheel many times as I like. Rotate around back to the left. One click, which means I'm back on music. Press select. Now, the audiobooks option in this submenu for music is right at the end, the second from the end. So I'm going to rotate around to the end of this menu, dragging my finger around to the right till I get to the end. No more clicks. I click back left, one. That's my audiobooks. Press select. Because I've only got one book on here at the moment, I don't have to go click, click, click through the menu. I can just press select on that book. And then, of course, I can press play pause to start listening to this audiobook. So play pause.
Rue, I can never tell what simple question or remark will just
loud, so
push him over.
Left.
And then? Well, and then we'll have on our hands a completely useless brain.
Okay.
Do you want to face that? Well, it can't.
And this is an Audible book from Audible. So, but and it's iRobot.
You're not even sure of that?
Okay, I'm going to press play pause to stop again.
Shocked.
And then, of course, if I wanted to go back to music, I could press menu up a few times. Rotate round back to the left. Make sure I'm at the beginning of the menu for the music. I am. Press select. Now, remember this time, I was previously on audiobooks, which was about the ninth selection or the second from the left, if I rotated round to the right, if that makes sense. So I'm going to rotate my finger back to the left at the beginning of that menu, submenu. And then I'm going to go forward three. One, two, three clicks. Press select, press play pause, and we should get the menu music coming, playing again. And of course, I'm going up, going down by just rotating around right and left on the click wheel, of course, front and volume down. And I press play pause to stop it. And then I'm going to leave it in unknown state. So I'm just going to press the menu, make sure I'm back at the beginning. And then there I am at the start of the menu. I'm going to press the power selector switch. And I've locked it. And then take the headphones out. And I can put it away for the time being. Now, just one final note about the iPod Classic. Even though it doesn't have talking menus, as you can tell, it's reasonably straightforward to navigate if you always start at a known spot. The click wheel clicks are actually easy to do because they're not that close together when you're moving your finger around the click wheel left and right. The selector switch in the middle is easy to do. It doesn't actually double click at all. You have to physically press it quite definitely. And remember, because it's an iPod Classic, when you plug it into iTunes, of course, you can control what content goes onto the iPod Classic. And in the Summary tab, you've also got the Enable Disk Use. So when I've checked that on my Mac Air here, I'm also able to use that 160 gig storage as an external hard drive as well. And of course, because I can't tell how much battery power the iPod Classic has on the screen, when it's plugged into my Mac, of course, on the source list on the device, which is the iPod Classic, or in my case, David Woodbridge's iPod Classic, in that menu, it actually tells me how much charge is remaining on the iPod Classic. And of course, when it's plugged into my Mac, it's charging, or I can plug it into a PowerPoint and charge it via the USB charger anyway. And then one final thing, I've also got the headphones from Apple that have got the clicker on the one of the headphone wires. And of course, the middle of that is play, pause, and you've got volume up and volume down, or previous and next track. So that all works perfectly well, as it did with the other iPod Nano or iPod Shuffle ranges as well. So I'm going to leave you with my very daggy TV series that I used to like watching in the 80s, or was it the early 90s? So I'm just going to plug my speaker back in again. And I thought I'd leave this till last in case it drove everybody nuts, but I just can't resist playing it. So I'm going to plug my headphones back into my iPod Classic, press the sides, let's switch to the left, and I'm going to press the menu up, and there we go, we're at the beginning. Now, and I'm going to rotate, I'm going to press the menu up, so at the top of the menus, rotate round back to the left, and yes, I'm at music. Now, TV shows are actually in the video section on the main menu, so rotate round one, click to video. That's it. I heard a click on the speaker, press select. And I'm going to rotate round to the left to make sure I'm at the beginning of the video submenu. And I am, there's no clicks going round to the left. And TV shows is the third option. So the first option was movies, the third option is TV shows. So I'm going to press or slide my finger one, two, that's two clicks. Third option, TV shows, press select. Now in here I've got three TV shows. So if I rotate my finger back to the left at the start, I've got one. Never click, that's two. Never click, three. So at the moment I've got three TV shows. Now the second and the third one is actually Round the Twist, which is a really funny TV series that was, you know, I believe in the late 80s, about two kids and a dad living in a lighthouse and spooky things happen. It was quite hilarious. The third one's actually SpongeBob. But the first one I want to play you, so let me go and drag my finger around to the left in the click wheel. And I press select to select it. And you'll know this TV series as soon as you hear it when I press play pause at the bottom of the click wheel to start it playing. Here we go. And frame up.
A shadowy flight into the dangerous world of a man who does not exist.
Okay. Yes, I loved Kit, Knight Rider, as a talking car, not so much the actor, but the car definitely.
Michael Knight, a young loner on a crusade to champion the cause of the innocent, the helpless,
and
the powerless,
this person,
in a world of criminals who operate above the law.
Oh, let's finish the intro music. Just press play, pause to stop. So, yes, I do like Knight Rider. Okay, and that'll do us for this demonstration. So I'm going to press the menu up a few times. I'm going to drag my finger back to the left. As you heard a click, that's because I went from the second main menu option, video, back to music. And then, of course, I'm going to slide the selector switch to the right to lock it, take the headphones out, turn my Jambox speaker off. And that concludes this demonstration of the iPod Classic in September 2013. As usual, thanks for listening and bye for now.
Vision Australia, blindness and low vision services.